single family residential 6 SF6 with a mobile home overlay MHO.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Property owner Juan Mota is requesting a mobile home overlay for his property that he owns at 1514 East Avenue A. The entire area is characterized as residential with single family homes and single family homes with a mobile home overlay. All notifications and publications as required by ordinance and statute have been made. Staff mailed 9 notices to property owners and received 7 letters in favor and none in opposition. This was heard by the Planning Commission on December 4th, and it was voted through with a 7-0 vote. Any questions?
Any questions? No. Public hearing to receive citizens' comment regarding a request to rezone property from retail R to retail R with planned development PD overlay. The property is described as lots 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, block 12 of the LSC, second edition, lot 7 and 8, block 13 of the LSC, second edition, lot 1 of the 183rd South Business Plaza, and lot 1, block 1 of the Finney Commercial Edition, Lampasas, Texas, Lampasas County.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I know that's a mouthful. There's not currently a 911 address associated with it, so it is a lot of lots, but that is the legal description. Property owner Gerald Finney is asking to consider approval, denial, or approval with modifications, a request to put a planned development overlay over the lots that he has to bring in a hotel. The entire area is characterized as retail, and the property surrounded by single family homes and hotel properties. All notifications and publications as required by ordinance and statute have been made. Staff mailed 21 notices to property owners and received 5 letters in favor and none in opposition. This was heard at the Planning Commission on December 4th and was passed with a 7-0 vote. There is a photo on your screen if you'll look at it. This is kind of an outline of what this should look like. Right in front of that parking lot is bushes to give you a little bit of some area. So this property will essentially surround bushes. And then you are passing around my phone. It does have a plan set of what that hotel is supposed to look like. But if you have any questions, I'm more than happy to help. And Daryl's here as well.
Do we have at this point in time how many parking spaces that are planned, or is that not part of this?
Hasn't gone through plan review as of yet, so I'm not sure that there would be a total.
I want to say there's 119 spaces marked on the plans, and I think what's required by local ordinances will be under 100, and there'll also be a joint parking agreement with Bush's too, but I'll sign it myself. So. I'll add another 30 spaces if we need it.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Consent agenda, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of minutes of the regular meeting held on November 17th, 2025. 2.2, discussion and possible action regarding the second reading of an ordinance amending the Lampasas Code of Ordinance regarding the request to rezone property from single-family residential 20 to SF20 commercial 2 commercial C, with property described as part of lot 4, block 1 of the Guildforth Edition, commonly known as 500 North Willis Street, Lampasas, Texas, Lampasas County. 2.3, discussion of possible action regarding purchases and charges in excess of $4,000 for October and November 2025.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to request that we pull out 2.2, that would be the second ordinance review.
And I'm going to abstain from 2.1. We need to pull that out.
So we will vote on 2.1. All in favor?
favor?
I moved that we approved the minutes because there were no, I didn't see anything that was inappropriate.
Thank you.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained.
All right, we'll need a motion.
I move to approve 2.2.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. And I move to approve 2.2.
I second.
I've got a question on that. I'm just curious, what are we paying for the $4,875?
For hauling roadways. The water department, correct?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Sorry about that. Lost my mind. Rough night. 3.0, boards and department reports.
Mayor and Council, in your packet, you'll find the City Manager's operational report. At our last meeting, I failed to introduce some of our new, not necessarily new hires, but new promotions to you. So, Stephen Sewell is Public Works Director. Jesse Acosta has been promoted to our Parks and Rec Director. He's got a couple of new hires with him, promotions, actually. Josh Blasio is promoted to the Cemetery Crew Lead position, and Steve Nolden has promoted to the Parks Superintendent position. So we'll now be looking to fill the sports facilities crew lead. And additionally, Wayne is here. He is retiring in January, so I think he's just here for fun tonight. Mike has been filling in that role, but we'll have interviews to fill Wayne's position tomorrow. We're also going to be interviewing for Assistant Fire Chief on December 17th. Chief Davis has constructed an assessment center that I believe we have 6 candidates that will be interviewing for that. So we'll have an assistant fire chief hired soon. And I think Chief Cummings has a new officer hired. So back to full-ish. We have placed a freeze on the code enforcement position, pending some more conversations with council about what we want that to look like moving forward, because it's currently structured to be in the police department. But Officer English has gone back to working regular patrol rather than code enforcement, so we may be looking to fill that code enforcement position at the police department. We just haven't posted that position yet. The Hostess House project continues with ADA parking upgrades starting last week. Last Monday, we held our first event, which was the annual Volunteer Fire Department Toy Drive, held in conjunction with the Police Department and Fire Department. We anticipate that the parking lot will be complete mid-January, and the facility will be able to rent out in February. We're already getting interest in that facility, so that's exciting. And we'll plan on bringing rental rates to council for discussion in January, so we're going to have a very specific discussion about Hostess House rental rates. Do you feel the need to tell you that the elevator stopped functioning at the toy drive on the 1st? Upon further inspection, it was found that there is not enough electrical pole to the building to power the elevator and just about anything else at the same time. So we have reached out to the architect and the contractor to find out how that was missed or not addressed. They were going to be jumping on calls meeting. They did an electrical study before the elevator was installed, so we don't know where the disconnect is currently or what exactly needs to be done to fix that, but it will be addressed prior to the facility opening to the public. And for our meter changeout program, Stephen might be able to speak a little bit more to this, but Core and Main began on our budgeted water meter changeout program in mid-November, replacing end-of-life meters throughout the city, so we can't anticipate, and we think that will tighten up our revenue stream, give us better readings on our water meter. We replaced over 200 water meters that were at end-of-life, so we're excited to get that project wrapped up, and I think the utility girls are ready for that to be done as well. Do y'all have any questions?
few comments tonight. I just wanted to wish everybody, our city and our community, city employees, a Merry Christmas this year. It feels like it's been an awful long year. We made it to the end of another year, and just keep trusting our Lord and Savior that He's going to be with us and take care of everybody. And we've got a lot of great things in our community coming. We had a phenomenal, I thought it was a great parade on this last Saturday night. I don't think, Chief, we didn't have any issues at all. You get that many people together, you almost think you can get have a few issues there. I see Robert back there. He's been totally committed to our airport and our electrical department. You guys there keep all those lights burning. Vision Land Passes done a great job with our Christmas on the Creek. And that'll be going. It's already going now, and I think there's some events out there this weekend. It's coming Saturday, so just want to remind everybody about that. And just you know, we're just so blessed to live in this community, and just wanted to say from our council to the city and to our staff, thank you and God bless and Merry Christmas. All that being said, upcoming special events meetings, December 23rd, 2025, city offices will be closing at 12 o'clock. And December 24th, 26th, the city offices will be closed for Christmas. 4.1, discussion and possible action regarding canceling the regular city council meeting on December 22nd, 2025.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. We do typically cancel the second meeting in December. This month, we have asked to have a second meeting, but move it up to the 15th. So we're asking to cancel the meeting on the 22nd and reschedule for the 15th.
Is that typically a short meeting with the workshop then?
I have kept it as short as I humanly can possibly keep it.
Next Monday.
Correct.
So, is there any way to get Kendra Water here so we can have our annual meeting with them?
I can reach out to them and see if they're able to get it here.
But we have time to contact the attorney.
But we wouldn't have
the attorney won't be available for that, I would imagine. I'll have to verify with her tomorrow. It's possible that she could be.
Well,
but we wouldn't be able to have the y'all like with the timeline and the educational.
I do see what Councilmember Bonnet is to have the meeting for this.
Have an annual meeting so we're compliant to be meeting with them annually to put a kickback on them to cancel.
We'll get it saved.
All right.
Okay. Clear your blood. Make a motion to move the December 22nd meeting to December 15th, 2025.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
4.2, discussion of possible action regarding the first reading of ordinance as amending Appendix A of the City Code fee schedule concerning fees for Chapter 2, Administration, Article 8, Fire Department, Facility Use, Chapter 14, Aviation, Chapter 18, Building and Building Regulations, Chapter 54, Parks and Recreation, Chapter 82, Utilities, all of which are further detailed in Exhibit A of this ordinance, providing for repeal of conflicting ordinances, providing a severability clause, and providing an effective date.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. This item was put on a workshop session a few months ago. I made the recommended changes to pull out the spectator fee in parks. I've removed that, and under the building and permitting, I have modified the reinspection fee to be after the third failed inspection.
On that.
I'll make a motion to approve the fee schedule.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Discussion and possible action regarding the first reading of an ordinance amending land passes code of ordinances regarding a request to rezone property described as 1.79 acres, 1514 East Avenue A, Land Passes, Texas, County, from single family to residential 6, SF6, to single family residential 6, SF6, with a mobile home overlay, MHO.
Mayor and Council, this is the ordinance that follows with the public hearing that we had earlier this evening for property owner Mr. Moza.
Make a motion to approve the first reading of ordinance amending land passes code of ordinances regarding a request to rezone property described as 1.79 acres, 1514 East Avenue A, Land Passes, Texas, Land Passes County, from single family residential 6, SF6, to single family residential 6, SF6, with a mobile home overlay, MHO.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Nay. Discussion and possible action regarding the first reading of the ordinance amending the land passes code of ordinance regarding a request to rezone property from retail R to retail R with plan development PD overlay. The property is described as lots 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, block 12 of the LSC second edition, lots 7 and 8, block 13 of the LSC second edition, lot 1 of 183 South Business Plaza, and lot 1, block 1 of the Finney Commercial Edition, Land Passes, Texas, Land Passes County.
Mayor and Council, this is the ordinance that goes with the second public hearing we had tonight for the plan development overlay for the hotel going in back behind bushes.
I'll make a motion to approve the first reading of ordinance amending the land passes code of ordinances regarding the request to rezone property from retail R to retail R with a plan development PD overlay. The property described as lots 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, block 12 of the LSC second edition, lot 7 and 8, block 13 of the LSC second edition, lot 1 of the 183 Business Plaza. Lot and lot 1, block 1 of the Finney Commercial Edition, Las Vegas, Texas, Las Vegas County.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
4.5, discussion of possible action for renewing the contract for substation inspection, maintenance, and testing with LCRA.
Mayor and Council, this is the renewal of a five-year agreement that we have with LCRA for certain testing of our substations. It's a pass-through on our monthly utility bill through LCRA. It is the continuation of an agreement that we've been under for at least the last 5 years. That expires in December of this year, and so they're looking to renew that for another 5 years. We have sufficient funds budgeted to pay for the service. It's certainly beneficial to the electric department.
I move to approve that.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Discussion possible action approving a resolution to appoint a new plan coordinator for Mission Square Retirement.
Mayor and Council, this item and the next item have to do with allowing access to certain personnel to different items, this one being the Mission Square Retirement Plan, which is an optional add-on for our employees. Currently, Ms. Moreno, Stacey Brack, I think, is still on there as a point of contact. And so this is just cleaning up some of those staff contacts for some of our options for employees.
I move to approve a resolution appointing Aaron Harrison as plan coordinator for the Mission Square Retirement.
Second.
Any discussion?
What exactly is this?
It's an optional retirement contribution outside of TMRS.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
4.7, discussion of possible action amending a resolution for the city of Lampasas for participating in this TechStart.
Again, this is allowing staff access to one of our investment tools in TechStart. Some of our funds are invested there. I cannot currently get a login without y'all's authorization.
I move to approve a resolution appointing Aaron Harrison as authorized representative for TechStart.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
4.8, discussion of possible action regarding the first reading of the ordinance amending the Lampasas Code of Ordinance regarding mobile food vendor unit of hours operation, section 22-322 of the Lampasas Code of Ordinance concerning the allowed hours of operation for mobile food vendor units, providing severability clause and providing an effective date.
Mayor and Council, staff received a request from a local breakfast food truck to change the hours of operation from 7 a.m. to 6 a.m. In doing so, we granted them temporary access to do so, but we would have to formally adopt an ordinance to do that. This is the ordinance.
I move to approve the first reading of ordinance amending Lampasas Code of Ordinances regarding mobile food vendor unit hours of operation, section 22-322 of the Lampasas Code of Ordinances concerning the allowed hours of operation for mobile vendor units, providing a severability clause and providing an
Second. Thank you.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Discussion of possible action regarding the city of Lampasas to participate in the Central Texas Water Alliance for an annual membership fee of $5,000. Authorizing the city manager to execute all documents relating to membership.
Mayor and Council, the Central Texas Water Alliance is a product of this year's legislative session that creates this group to be a voice for Central Texas concerning our water futures. The County of Lampasas recently joined or voted to join the Water Alliance. We think it's important for the city to have a seat at that table as well. I think last I heard they had not completely approved the membership fee, but they were thinking it was going to be that $5,000 that is what the county approved to pay. So we do have sufficient funds budgeted for membership, and so we would ask for council's consideration to allow us to join that Water Alliance.
I think this is a good organization to keep in touch with, anything that we can do to make sure our water systems are available and open to our public use is a step in the right direction.
I move to approve the city's membership in the Central Texas Water Alliance, approving a $5,000 membership fee and authorizing the city manager to execute all documents related to membership.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Discussion of possible action regarding acceptance of amendments to the Lampasas Economic Development Corporation bylaws as approved by the LEDC board on November 19, 2025.
Mayor and Council, the Economic Development Corporation met on Wednesday, July 23rd. That's not a typo. They recommended a revision to their bylaws to change the number of directors who are not employees of the city, officers or members of City Council from 3 to 4. They recommended limiting the term limit to consist of 2 consecutive 2-year terms. And an attendance requirement of at least 75% of meetings in 1 calendar year. They did adopt this on November 19th, 2025, so it comes to you after.
Make a motion to accept the amended LEDC bylaws as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
4.11, discussion of possible action regarding 63-month lease of a new printer copier for the library from Visual Edge IT in the amount of $389.94 per month.
Mayor and Council, the library has recently experienced some issues with their copy machine. They are paying in the low 300s a month for their monthly lease costs, but they're experiencing overages in the copies that were allowed during the lease agreement. and it was signed 5 years ago. So they are looking at a different unit that would be about $389.94 a month. It's a slight overage for what was budgeted in their equipment rental line item, but about $650, they can find that money in another line item and transfer that over to cover that overage. This includes a higher number of higher allowance for copies per month, so they won't experience those overages that they are currently.
I move to approve the 63-month lease of the Xerox AltaLink C8245 from Visual Edge IT for a cost of $389.94 a month.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
That will go to our website photo contest. Consider a selection of the winners. We'll get a nomination.
Motion on entry number one.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I think that got the majority.
Discussion and possible action regarding the approval of bid from Blue Bonnet in the amount of $63,507.75 for a 2026 F-250 to replace a 2012 Chevrolet 3/4-ton utility pickup for the electric department.
Mayor and Council, this item was on the last agenda, or the last council meeting, rather. Councilmember Gold recognized that one of the bids was actually a 1-ton versus a 3/4. We had all bids reviewed and selected the best 3/4-ton for staff. The Hall Power bid that was originally a 1-ton is now a 3/4-ton in the bid pack.
I also noticed on the Hall Power bid, you put a bid on there.
The other two have a bid as well. However, Hall Power just listed it, itemized it separately. The other two bids, the bids are, it's already fitted. The Hall Power would be an addition after the fact. Staff chose to go with the Blue Bonnet bid because it's got the fastest lead time. The Hall Power bid would be three or four months versus the Blue Bonnet is on the ground ready to go now. And this is a truck that staff is in need of currently. The truck that they have is on its last leg.
Make a motion to approve the bid of $63,507.75 for the purchase of 2026 Ford F-250 and authorize the city manager to execute all related documents.
Second. Thank you.
And Mr. Mayor, can I indulge you for just a second? I didn't inform you, but Forwardland Passes is doing an appreciation for the city employees on December the 19th. Between 11 and 2 o'clock, it's going to be held at the fire station. I think the city manager, we've agreed that she's going to allow 1/3 of the city employees to come at a time so they can all be fed. It's all on our dollar, so they'll be allowed to come and go as they please over a 3-hour period. And it's just appreciation for all the city employees.
Is it chicken?
You're invited. I'm not going to say there's no chicken there. This will be fine. It's going to be a taco. So, city council and everyone's invited.
Thank you, guys.
I apologize for not bringing that up earlier.
And we need a vote on 4/13. All in favor?
Aye.
With that, we need to get a motion to adjourn into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Section 551071, consultation with an attorney to seek and to receive advice from legal counsel for the city concerning pending contemplation, litigation, settlement offers, or any other matter. First, the duty of the legal counsel to the city council to advise the city government body regarding such matters pursuant to the state law. Statutes include the Texas Disciplinary Rules, Professional Conduct of State Bar of Texas, and compliance with the Texas Open Meetings Act. 5.2, Section 551074, Personnel Matters to deliberate the appointment, employment, evaluation, reassignment duties, and or discipline
of a public officer or employee, city manager, and other personnel matters that allow by Texas Government Code, Chapter 551, 5.3, Section 551.086, relating to the authority of the public powers and utility government body to deliberate regarding competitive matters, utilities, and we will adjourn into executive session. Can I get a motion to adjourn back into executive session? All in favor?
Aye.
And nothing coming out of executive session tonight, so we get a motion to adjourn.
So second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, can I get a motion to adjourn back
so
into executive session? All in favor?
Aye.
And nothing coming out of executive session tonight, so we get a motion to adjourn.
So second.
All in favor?